Welcome to a supernatural encounter through the word preached by Bishop Ernest Ayi. Bishop Ernest is the chairman of the Greater Life Church, a vibrant denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. This message will revive, restore, and refresh you in ways only God's word can. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. together. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Oh, put your hands together. Everybody celebrate Jesus. This beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. What a day to be in your presence. We pray that you speak with us. Let your good name be glorified in the name of Jesus. May we live here different. May we live here affected. May we live here transformed in the name of Jesus. We pray for light. Open our eyes, Father. Help us to behold what ordinarily we will not see in your word. Your name be glorified today in the mighty name of Jesus. And let me hear somebody shout amen. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Labor to be blessed. Tell your neighbor, labor to be blessed. Turn to another person and tell the person, labor to be blessed. Tell a third person, don't labor to be rich. Tell yet another person, it is better to be blessed than to be rich. Hallelujah. If you believe it, put your hands together. Wow. Okay. For this next few minutes, I believe that God wants to change somebody's destiny here today. Hallelujah. God wants to change somebody's destiny here today. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you blessed already? Coming to church. Wow. Labor to be blessed. Okay. So let's look at the scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 4 and verse number 8. Do you believe that God can change your life substantially as you sit here today? Hallelujah. There is not a second. Yet he hath neither child nor brother. Yea, he had neither child of nor brother. Yet is there no end to all his labor, neither is his eyes satisfied with riches. Doesn't have a child, he doesn't have any sibling. He said, is alone and there is not another. And yet, there is no end to what he seeks for. It's like punishment. Yeah. And you wonder that, as you are struggling and you are working hard to be rich, and you are rich and you die, who is coming to take over? I remember a story of a man who died and left. He died and left property. He left a house, and the house everywhere had air condition. It was fully nyanya. Yes, everywhere. Dr. Henry is saying that even the washroom is fully nyanya. Even the washroom. Hey, you have to invite me to your house. Let me come and enjoy that washroom. Hey! My goodness. Then he left. And left all his properties for his son. Another man. Now this child is the first time I've heard in my life somebody drinking air condition. My God. The child drank the air conditioners in the house. You are asking how? I'll show you how. The child drank the son drank the air conditioners in the house. How? He will remove one air condition. You see the air condition, there are two. It's a split. One indoor and one outdoor. So he would remove the one inside and remove the one outside and put the one inside on top of the one outside and take it to the bar and say, how much is an air condition? They say, oh, it is 1,005. They say, okay, I dash you this air condition. Anytime I come and drink, deduct it. Deduct it. Can you believe it? He drank every single air condition in the house. But you have toiled and worked throughout the night. You were not sleeping just so that you can gather this wealth for a foolish man to take over. If they were drinking it, would you have come to meet it? Put my scripture there, please. Today I have very few scriptures to give you. There is one alone, and there is not a second. It means that there's not another. He had neither child nor brother, yet there is no end to all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. It means that wherever he gets to, he's not happy with it. He's always striving for more. More. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor? Whom do I labor? And bereave my soul of good? Who? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. You didn't say amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. So you see, today, I want to encourage somebody to look for a blessing in life, not riches. Hallelujah. To do things that would bring a blessing, not things that would bring riches. Yeah, I know you are confused. Do things that would bring blessings and not riches. Hallelujah. Why? Because you see, a blessing cannot fly. Riches can fly. Bible said that riches, they make for themselves wings and they fly away. Yes. So why do you labor for something that has the ability to leave you? Why do you labor for something that has the ability to leave you? You see, that is why we are talking about the fact that you should labor. Labor. Labor to have a blessing. A blessing has more lasting effect than riches. A blessing is more beneficial than riches, because it gets to a point in life that riches can't help you. It's a blessing that helps you. Oh, 16 people heard what I said. one day, there's a young man sitting there. You are wearing some color shirt. Come. Now look at the shirt you are wearing. Is it color? Shut up. Come and sit here. Come and sit here. Behind this pastor. Come and sit here. Behind this pastor. How are you? When you started, did you feel anything? Did you feel that I'll call you? You didn't feel it. Did you feel anything that anything unusual when you were sitting there? Did you feel anything unusual? You usually sit there, so that's why you went to sit there. Okay. I'm asking because there was an angel standing by you there. There was an angel standing by you there. But I want to draw you closer. Yes. I'm changing your sitting place in church. When you come and sit here. Huh? Yes. A blessing will come to you before the service ends. Yes. Bless you. Hallelujah. I feel that God is bringing a blessing to us. Yes. I feel God is bringing a blessing to us. And what he says to one, if you are wise, you will connect and get yours also. Today I had a vision. I saw one of us. And I've told the person. I saw one of us and I saw something like a cloak. Okay, a cloak, a garment on the person. And then it was taken off the garment. And I saw a number of people. Then they'll place the garment. Then they'll move it, place the garment. And I saw her children. And when I looked at the garment, very beautiful. And it signified a blessing. So I realized that God is taking a blessing from this woman, and he was releasing the blessings on different people. Yes. So when I came, I said that God told me a prayer that the person should pray. So I told her to pray that prayer, and I told her that when you start that prayer, mention my name first. You think that it is for nothing. Share. I said when you, because I saw that the cloak or the garment was taken and was placed on her children. So it would go to this child, put on the child, then remove, will go to this child, put on her, and anybody upon whom the garment came, a mighty blessing came on her. So I said that as you are praying, I said, go and pray for your children. But before you start, let me start as number one of your children. Yes, I should be the firstborn. Then I told the children, have you heard? I'm the firstborn. You guys will follow me. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. I say I must also enjoy it. Yes. Hallelujah. So this gentleman, a mighty blessing is coming on you. Eh? There's something called business that God will lead into. He will lead you into. And it will not be an ordinary business. It will be a chain. When a businessman tells you that I own a chain of companies, you must understand it. The companies are chained. The companies are chained. Eh? A chain of companies. Companies that have lined up. Yes. Yeah. a beautiful grace will come upon you. Yes. That's what the angel brought you. Chill. If I were you, I'll be very serious with God. I'll be very, very serious with God. Yes. Because that is where your life, you see, your life would become news. Eh? Do you know news? Some of you, you like watching news, you see, but you have to stop watching news and become news. Become news. It will happen to you. May God do the same for you. I say, may God do the same for you. Anything that you are doing that is struggling today, may it receive help from God. May the angel that descended into this place today with the blessing of a business, may that angel locate you. May that angel find whatever you do. In the name of Jesus, may that blessing trickle down to you. I say, may that blessing trickle down to your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus. So you do things that bring blessings to your life. Do you understand? Let the concentration be on things that bring a blessing, not necessarily riches. Now, riches are subsets of blessing. Blessing is the universal set. If your math teacher is still alive, you'll understand what I'm saying. Universal set is the mother. Do you understand? And then subset, the smaller inside the universal set, is the blessing, is the riches. Are you understanding that? So let your attention, God is giving you a bigger vision in life. The bigger vision is in life is not to concentrate on riches, not to have an aim. The aim and the goal of your life is to work to be rich. That's the aim. You see, when you do that, your vision is small. God wants to expand and enlarge your vision. Do you understand? He wants you to go beyond riches. There is something beyond riches. It is called blessing. And he said, labor and struggle and work and sweat so that you would go beyond riches to get to where what we call a blessing dwells. May God bring you that grace. I say, may God bring you that grace. The grace to labor to be blessed. The grace to labor to be blessed. May God change the vision of your life. May God replace your small vision with a mega vision. In the name of Jesus, may God substitute your vision today. May God give you the vision to be blessed. May God change the vision to be rich to a vision to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, may God enlarge your vision. In the mighty name of Jesus. Enlargement of your vision. Hallelujah. Are you here? Enlargement of your vision. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4. Proverbs 23, verse 4. Proverbs 23, verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Don't labor to be rich. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Look at it. It's a scripture that you all know. If you know. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is what? It is profitable for Dr. C.I. Do you know Dr. C.I.? Dr. C.I. It is profitable. You see, you must have a way of memorizing the scriptures. So when I hear it is all scripture is given by inspiration and it is profitable for Dr. C.I., immediately I know the doctor, the D there, doctor is D-R, isn't it? So the D there represents doctrine. The R represents reproof. C represents correction. And I represent what? Instruction. Oh, you didn't clap for Jesus. Dr. C.I. Yes. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for what? For Dr. C.I. Hallelujah. Yes. So you see, the scriptures are for instruction. Instruction. That's the last one. For instruction in righteousness. You know, there are beautiful laws or beautiful principles, but they need instructions to make them produce maximally. Are you understanding that? So these laws are necessary to make the provisions of the law to come forth or manifest in your lives maximally. Hallelujah. That is why in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 4, it was not a suggestion that was given. It was an instruction. Labor not to be rich. Don't labor to be rich. It's an instruction that God is giving to believers. Do not labor to be rich. Don't have a vision. My vision is that I want to be rich. Don't have it. They say, Bishop, but who doesn't want to be rich? Yes, you see, you are not wiser than God. God is the one who made your brains. Do you understand? Look at the head that he has put on your head. Look at the head that he has put on. What is in this coconut, it cannot be better than what he has. Do you know that chicken, they cannot think better than we can? Look at the size of chicken. What size of brain can go into the head of a chicken? Yes. The body is very big, but the head is very small. It tells you what this thing can do. And listen, the one who created all things, he created an angel, one of his legs was in the sea. And another leg was on the earth like that. When the angel stands, can you imagine the size of the angel? Therefore, can you imagine the head of that angel? Can your head compare with that angel's head? No. What you have is small. It cannot be better than what God has. The Bible said that the heaven is the throne of God and the earth is his footstool. It means that where we occupy on earth is where he put his feet. Do you understand? And the throne of God is where he sits. So can you imagine the size of God? How can your brains be better than God's brains? How can you have a better idea than what God has? And the one who has a better idea than what you have is telling you that don't let your vision in life be a vision to be rich. Don't make that your vision. There is something superior. There is something better. There is something that is far better than the vision to be rich. It is called a vision to be blessed. So labor not to be rich. Don't let your toil every day of your life have the aim of being rich. Don't make it your aim. Rather, there is something called a blessing. Let your heart and your vision in life be to arrest a blessing in your camp, into your camp. Arrest a blessing and keep the blessing in your dwelling place. That will have a better effect than riches. Hallelujah. How many of you are expecting? Those of you sitting here, a miracle call this week. You lifted your hand first. You lifted your hand, and then you, and then you. So the four of you come and sit here. Yeah, come and sit here. You see, this is what we call aggression. You see, this lady should have come. This guy got her from the back and joined the thing. You see, and then he kept her sitting there. A miracle call. When you sat down, the call has been activated. Last week, I called some people to give offering here. And I told them that you will receive money. A call. Were you here last week? Some people came here. Yes. I'm sure sometimes when these things happen, they think it's a joke. Yes. But somebody sent me a text. He said, my mother said I should send you this text because when we came to give the offering, you said that we will get a call. Either they will get a call from abroad or something. They will give them. I said, oh, I have just received a call from the U.S. and they have sent me dollars from the U.S. They send me more money straight from the U.S. So they should tell me. My goodness. I said, my goodness, Abayane Siokeya. I said that your call, when you sat here, your call was activated. That miracle call was activated. And may the God of heaven bring you that call in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together and celebrate Jesus today. Don't take it for granted. What I'm saying is thanking the angel for giving me the vision he gave me. Yes, yes. Kaya nesia. A death will happen. That death will lead to your riches. Did you know that? One day somebody said that. You said you will marry over my dead body. I said, amen. 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 Yeah. Said to a lady. I said, say amen. Over my dead body that you will marry. I said, say amen. Yes. Yes. The amen means that somebody is about to die. Yes. Because that's for your marriage. You are marrying. And you see, somebody must die for you to marry. So they should prepare their grace ready. My goodness. I say, my goodness. Anything that is obstructing your blessing, today they must give way for you. I said, they must give way for you. Anything obstructing your blessing is giving way today. In the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus, whatever is standing in your way, whatever is a blockade, whatever is a resistance force to your blessing, today may God clear them in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Let me finish my message. Labor to be blessed. I have 8 minutes, so let me give you this one story and then we'll go. Labor. You have to set through the scriptures. What are the things that when I do, they bring a blessing to my life? They bring a blessing to my life. They are things that they usher you into a realm of blessing. Something money can't buy, no matter how rich you are, can buy. Let me show you something that God showed me in 2 Kings chapter 4. Akayatan nenemos. Second Kings chapter what? Okay. There are two, but I can't give you. When I look at the time, I cannot give you the two. I can give you one, at least to be a blessing to you. Okay. Are you here? Okay. Let's start from verse 8. Oh. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem. You know Shunem? Shunem is a place. Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman. A great woman. You see, there are people who are known to be great in the flesh, but your greatness in the flesh cannot give you everything you need in the flesh. Great. She wasn't a mere ordinary person. She was a great woman. But that great woman had a great need, and her greatness could not deliver the great need to her. Yes. A great woman. But she had a great need. So it is great to desire to be great. It's nice. But you see, your being great will not solve all your problems. I know you didn't get it. You see, what I'm doing is that I'm shaping your vision. It's great to want to be great. But I know that you want to be great because you feel that when you are great, major troubles will give up or will leave you alone. But I'm showing you that greatness is not, it doesn't immune you from great troubles or great need. The fact that you are great or you become great doesn't mean that you will not have great needs, because greatness is not a solution to great needs. But that's a deception you walk in. Put the scripture there. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. A great woman. And I'll show you why I say that the great woman had a great need. A great need that her greatness could not solve for her. Watch it. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned him in thither to eat bread. So, what he's saying is that Elisha, this great woman in the town, known by everyone, said to, look, the husband, look, this is a holy man of God. Let him come. Anytime you are coming here, he said, no, you must eat. You must come. Come, let's have lunch. Let's have breakfast. Let's have supper. Let's have dinner. Let's come. A great man of God constrained, forced him to come. Yeah. Are you understanding that? Yes. Sometimes you don't go to any length to ensure that the anointed is constrained by you to come and eat. You said that he's a hungry prophet. Yes. That's why we don't eat in people's houses. Oh. Yes. Because as you are eating, he's also making a statement, a comment. Hey, look at him. He's not patient. Why? He doesn't have food to eat or what? But this woman considered it as an honor. Let me constrain the man of God. You see, the world says that if you want to be wealthy, you keep what you have. That is the law in the world. But the law in the kingdom is different. That if you want to be great and wealthy, you give what you have. So your wealth is not measured by what you are able to keep or what you have. It's measured by your ability, what you are able to give. Do you understand? It's not what you have in your bank account, what you have in your house. That determines your wealth in the kingdom. It is your ability to give, what you are able to give.
give is what determines your wealth. Ayasiokeya. Receive the ability to give. I said, receive the ability to give. The grace that makes men give. May you receive that grace. In the name of Jesus, may you receive that grace. May the grace that urges people to give, may you receive that grace. That a true blessing will come into your life. Come on, shout, I receive it. Can you believe that my time is up? You won't believe it. I tell you, my time is up. My time is up. He said that. She said to her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually." Okay? "Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall." You see, so those days, the walls, they are like lands. Eh? You could build the wall of Jericho. You could put up a 4-bedroom apartment on the wall. Yeah, you can even there put a story building on it. It's okay. Yeah, it's that wide. So he said, look, the wall, our wall, let's put a chamber. Let's build something there for the man of God. Then when I read this, look at what God told me. He said, look at what, you see, what she used her greatness to bring to her. Eh? The greatness. Wealthy man, wealthy woman. They are blessed. They are in terms of they have money. And the prophet even asked her at a point that, look, what should I do for you? Should I talk to the president for you? Or should I talk to the military head? Eh? The host, the chief of the host. Should I talk to her for you? He said, oh no, I live among my own people. I don't need all these things. I have a personal access to the president. I know the chief of staff. I know the one who leads the army. I know all of them. So I don't need all this connection. She had all this connection. And yet there was something that was lacking in her life. Eh? You see, there are things that connection can give you. It can't give it to you. You can know the president. Eh? You can know the... And he said unto her, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king, that's the president, or to the captain of the host, if the chief of the army? Eh? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. I don't need that. I have connection to the president. I have connection to the chief of the army, the captain of the host. I have connection to all these people. I know all the big people in town. What I am saying is that, you see, there are connections, or these connections which people labor to have, lacks a certain blessing. There's a certain blessing that you cannot get as you are laboring. Instead of being in church, you are not in church. You are following things that can give you favor before men, because you feel that if you can have favor before these people, something great will happen to your life. But this woman, she had all these connections. She knew all these people. But her connection to them did not deliver to her the greatest need of her life. Never did. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. She has no child. And her husband is old, because now the hope of having is gone by the husband being old. Because now the guy can't fire. You understand? I said the guy can't do what? He can't fire. He can't fire. The horsepower is gone. Yes. It's not even one horsepower. No. Not even half horsepower. The horsepower is gone. Nothing. So that's the problem. Then, what she did for the prophet by constraining the prophet to come and eat, by building a chamber for the prophet to come and lay his head and get a revelation, a chair and a table, so that when he gets a revelation, he can pick a pen and a book and write out the revelation. She provided a conducive place for the prophet to come and dwell. You see, that thing she did touched the heart of the prophet, and he said that, "What can we do for you?" When they said that she doesn't have a child, then the prophet said, "Call her for me." When she came, she said that, "Exactly, a year by this time, according to time of life, a year by this time, you shall conceive and give birth to a child." And the great woman said that, "Mr. Man of God, please, you are a holy man of God. Holy men of God, they don't lie. They don't lie. Please don't join them by lying. Because as I'm standing here, the hope to have the blessing of a child is gone. I am also not young, and my husband is old. Not everything has slept. Everything sleeps. Nothing wakes up. Nothing can be done. Do you understand? So, man of God, I've been with my husband for quite some time now, and I know what he's able to do. Don't lie to me, because I cannot conceive. It can't happen. It can't happen. It can't happen. About this season, go back. About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. Shall embrace a son. And she said, "Nay, my Lord, thou man of God, don't sin by lying to me." Yes. Some of you, when we prophesy to you, you say in your head, "This man, he doesn't know who he's talking to. He doesn't know the person he's talking to. If you know where I come from, if you know my state now, if you know what I was feeling before I came to church, you will not say these things to deceive. You want to put sikliter in my mouth." Do you know sikliter? Sugar stone. It's called sikliter. Sugar stone. Stone that is made out of sugar. When you put it in your mouth, it tastes nice. You say, you want to put something there. So, I mean, stop this, I want prophecy, and you want to sort of encourage me. Stop that. What do you mean by, "I will embrace a child a year from this time"? What kind of nonsense is that? I've respected you enough to build a house for you to live in. So just keep that respect by not lying to me. My goodness, 17, look at it. Akaya no sayaba. Akaya no sayaba. Oh, I don't like the way you behave. 17, look at it. I said, "Man of God, don't lie to me." And then what happened? And the verse. Yes. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Yes. It's simple. There are things you struggle to connect to that lack the ability to give you the blessing you desire. They can't give you. I promise you. I'm your pastor. I won't lie to you. They can't give you. They can't give you. Your inability to serve in the house of God is because of something you are chasing after that you think will bring you the needed blessing. But it is not true. It's not true. You want to be great. You want to be famous. You see, that is not where the blessing is. That's not where the blessing is. Can you understand what I'm saying? No. Look at what they did. What did she do? She honored her man of God. She did what? She honored her man of God. And then God said that, look at it. She progressed. Now listen, everybody. I've closed. My time is up, so I've closed. She moved from constraining the man of God to come and eat. Food. He comes to eat. She moved from there to the place where now she built for the man of God. Now, can you understand the flight? The flight from food. How many plates can equal a house? She didn't say that. Listen, today, yesterday, you took one plate. You took amala and ebunobunu soup. Now, today, I'm going to give you the amala, but I am going to add eba and egusi stew. No. He didn't say you took two plates yesterday. Today, I will multiply it and make it four plates. No. She moved from a plate of food to a house. Look at the jump. Look at the jump. And by this flight, something that her greatness could not deliver to her dropped on her lap. Listen. Your flight is denying you something. Yes. The reason why your story does not come close to the Shunammite woman, you don't take the flight she took. You move from one plate to two plates. You move from two plates. You went to five plates. No. You see, you are still down. You are still on the table. You are still there. But the Shunammite woman, after serving one plate, she realized that no, what I need, one plate can solve it. She jumped from one plate to a house. I said that, how many plates can give you a house? How many? What is the cost of a plate? A plate of food. One dish is how much? 100 cities, 200 cities. How many of 200 cities can build a single room apartment? How many? Then the man of God, something goes, no, call this woman. You have been too careful for us. What do we do? What should we do for you? Then something that her greatness, I'm sure she had links to doctors. She knew doctors, international doctors. If she didn't know that even the president can connect her, she knew people. None of them could help. It took what she did to touch the heart of the man of God. And he said that, according to the season of life, next year, get ready. This blessing is coming to you. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. Oh. I don't know if somebody's been blessed today. Oh. You see, you are not mad enough. That's why there are some things that are slow in your life. Yeah. You are not mad enough. You like logical things. You do things logically. Logically. Yes. So the things that happen to you, they are also logical. You see, they also come in that. There's nothing fantastic out of this world that happens. Because, I mean, you cannot move from a plate of kinky to a house. I see okay about and not have that experience. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. You have been praying 30 minutes all this while. 30 minutes every day. Maximum 1 hour every day. If there's no flow service, you don't pray. Do you understand? Are you surprised at where you are? Wouldn't somebody get angry? That listen, I have been fasting every year from the beginning of the year. 3 weeks when the church is fasting. That is when I fast. Now, there is something that I need that I can see that this normal way of doing things is not bringing it. Therefore, I declare to my life, I am fasting. I'm declaring 300 days of fast. How can you move from 3 weeks to 300 days? That is a year. It's almost a year. Do you get it? You see, there is nothing. The flight is too low. The flight is low. Flight is low. Elisha sat in the room and said, No. Call that woman for me. Call that woman for me. Call that woman for me. What have you been doing? How have you been honoring your man of God, number one? What have you been doing that is not bringing a change? Why don't you become like this woman? Why don't you become like this woman? Change the flight. Change the flight. When you are flying from Kotoka International Airport to Kumasi, they go up about 15,000 or 14,000 above sea level. Do you understand? When you are going to Asia, you go 40,000. Yeah. You go 40,000 above. I like 40,000 above. But from Ghana to, you see, your flight is low. I'm telling you what God told me. He said, your flight is low. Change the flight. Change the flight. When have you decided that, look, I am not a midnight prayer warrior. From today, from zero midnight prayer warrior, I am now starting every midnight from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. I am praying like that for the next 30 days non-stop. I'm talking about changing of flight. Change the flight. Your flight is low. So what happens to you too is low. Low. Change the flight. Change the flight. Change the flight. Why don't you come to church one day and get angry? When I come, I always give 10 Ghana to the 10 Ghana to thank. Today I'm giving 1,000. Shift the flight. Change the flight. Change. Change the flight to trigger something for you. Change the flight to provoke something in your direction. Change the flight. She changed the flight from a plate of a meal to a house immediately. A blessing that her connections couldn't give her. Her whole life landed on her lap. Landed on her lap. Hallelujah. You can subtitle my message, change your flight. Change your flight. Subtitle, change your flight. Change it. Change it. That's why in this church we are coming to start something for the next 4 months. Every day for the next 4 months. Every day for 4 months. Every day. From the first day of May. From the first day of May to the last day of August. every day. You are forbidden from sleeping from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. You are forbidden. Yes. For the next what? For the next 4 months. For the next 4 months, you are forbidden. Every day from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Even if you don't have a prayer topic, you come and pray. Yeah. You come scream to God and go. For clear, when I checked, it's 123 days. Yes. Every day without fail. Isaiah Kokeban. He said, change your flight. Change it. Change it. Change it. Something that cannot naturally happen in life was birthed. Came to life. I dare you to follow this message. And look into your life. See where your flight is low. Change the flight. Move from 14,000 to 40,000. Yeah. Move for 3 weeks of fasting to 300 days. Change the flight. If you expect the unusual to take place, you know what? Injury time is over. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hands with me. Hey, I feel it. I tell you, I feel it. Change your flight. Akaya man nene mosteke. Oh, yokoko siya ba nene meke. Ikaya baba nene mosiane. I like what I see in the building. Close your eyes, everybody. Lift up your two hands. Close your eyes, everybody. Lift up your two hands. Something beautiful is happening in the building. I can see 15 flights. I can see 15 flights that have landed in this building. There are 15 flights have landed in this building. And these are flights that are about to pick up people from this house. Ayasiyo keman nenea. Just close your eyes. Lift up your two hands with me. Oh Jesus. Ayako keman nenea. Merosi ayak. There are men and women in this building that are about to be put on that flight. Nekuyesi yakaya. They are not flights. They are not flights that go 12,000, 10,000. 14,000 above sea level. No. There are flights that go 50,000, 60,000 above sea level. You see, they are flights. They are long distance flights. Amadi Oseya. And I see bigger planes. 15 of them have landed in this room, in this auditorium, and they are about to pick men and women from this place. I hear your flight is changing. I hear there is a change of flight. They are change of flight. Somebody's ticket has been canceled from one airline. Another airline is about to pick you up. My goodness, because where you are supposed to fly to, say Oh Jesus, thank you for this flight. I was shocked to know that Each plane is picking just one person. One on board. That is why I know there are some 15. There are some 15 souls in this building. There are some 15 human beings. There are some 15 believers who are standing in the presence of God this beautiful afternoon. And God has arranged angelic flight, has arranged angelic pilots with angelic flight to come and pick them up. Because from today, they are changing their flight. From today, the aircraft they are using in life, it is changing. It is changing. It is changing. There are 15 men and women in this building. Oh, Mario Sayabaya. I can see the angels. They are picking them one by one. One by one in this building. Wherever you are standing. Hey, Kokaya Baba. When he chooses you, he will pick you up. I see them being put, being taken on board the flight. Zaya Kokena Lerea, receive it.
You can take me.
Yay, Kayabe.
Take me to the place.
Payanos Yakan. Hey. Akayanesia. Mekononesaya. A change of flight. Abababa nene mekeya bari. Nerosia kokaya. Hey, kokenandeneya. Your plane has landed. Your plane has landed. What takes you from ordinariness? Kokenandeneya. To extraordinariness. What takes you from the low place to the supernatural place? My goodness. That flight has landed. That flight has landed. That flight has landed. That flight has landed. Ajas, can you bring them to me for 2 minutes? Just for 2 minutes. Hey, Maya, see your kind name, Mokaya. I tell you, there is a flight. There is an altitude that somebody is about to get to. Akoye me me mele. Leave them for me. I just need to touch them. Akaya baba nene. Those of you have traveled before. Those of you have traveled before. When you get to the flight, there's an air hostess or a crew member who stands there and then will inspect. Will inspect your boarding pass. Then with your boarding pass, it will tell you, pass here or pass there. That's where your seat is. Listen, these people, I am a crew member. I am a crew member. And I am bringing them to their seat. Lift them up. Oh, good. Oh, Jesus.
To the secret.
Hey. Maya Kokena Nene. Jesus. Makona Nesia. Jesus, Makena Nene. Hey, there is a flight. Oh. It takes you from a low point to a high point. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Maya Sayaba is changing your story. Changing your story. Taking your story. Taking your story. Taking your story. Makokena na 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 na. Father, thank you. Thank you. Moving from a low place. Moving from a low place. I change your flight. Lift up your hands wherever you are standing. Close your eyes with me. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lift up your hands. I see rot in the building. Lift up your hands. I see rot in the building. Rot, different rots. I see golden rods, golden rods in the building. I see Okeban and here. And I see the angels going around and they are putting the rods in different hands. You see, when they place the rod in your hand, you will see that something about your hand will change. Some of you, you will feel a weight in your hand. Some of you, you will have a burning sensation. Some of you, you will begin to feel very light. These angels, they are going about and they are delivering. They are placing in the hands of different people in this service. They are putting rods. I see golden rods. They are putting in your hands. In the name of Jesus, receive yours. One, receive yours. Two, three, four, five. All over this building. Mario Sia Ketanenemekea. Zaye Kokonenea. The rods are dropping in your hands. The rods are dropping in your hands. The rods are dropping in your hands. They are dropping in your hands. They are dropping in your hands. Azaya ne kokonene messiah. The rods, they are dropping in your hands. Hey, kokeya baba. The rods that take you from the level of a river to the level of a sea. Ababa nene meketonene messiah. The rods are dropping. They are dropping in your hands. Receive them right now. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Bring them, bring them. It's a supernatural rod. It's a supernatural rod. My goodness. Hey, Connor. Hey, what a change of state. 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 Receive your rod. Bring her to me. Call your nana. Even the camera woman cannot escape. Can you imagine that? Not even the camera woman can escape this. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Amakayasi okekane. Okayamasi akokemane. Meyababani ni mokasi ako. Hey. No man has the ability to change another man's life. It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost. My goodness. A change of flight. 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 E koyaba nene mosia. Oyoko keba nene. From today. From today. Akeyo nene. In your hand is a golden scepter. In your hand is a golden rod. Now you are moving from the level of the river. Nakosia tandeneya. You have been contending with the river level. Now you have been promoted. Mario Saya. with the rod in your hand. Now you are confronting the sea, and the sea is giving way to you. The sea that your family, they have never succeeded in defeating. Look at you today. In your hands is the golden scepter, and by the golden scepter, the sea is opening up for you. Receive it. Oh Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you today. We bless your beautiful name. Thank you, Akayane, for a change of flight. Thank you for the grace to change flights. Grace to change flight. Grace to change flight. Your change of flight is changing your destination. Your altitude is changing your destination. Father, we are grateful to you today. We bless your beautiful name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. Somebody invited you for this service, but deep down in your heart, you are not born again. Jesus is not the Lord of your life. You want to say, the pastor, please pray with me. I need Jesus in my life. You are here like that. Can I see your right hand? I want to pray with you. You want to run to Jesus. You want to run to Jesus. Some of your flights, they are not possible until you are connected. Until the time that you connect to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Can I see your right hand above your head? And I'm going to pray with you. I can see your hand. If you have lifted up your hand, I want you to come all the way to the front. I'm going to pray with you here. Come, run to me. Run to me. Run to me. Run to me very quickly. God bless you. God bless you. My darling boy, God bless you. Come. God bless you. You lifted up here. Lift it up your hand. Come, come. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. Come. God bless you. God bless you. Come on the way. God bless you. God bless you. Come. Come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift up your two hands with me. Those of you standing in front, lift up your two hands. God bless you. Come, come all the way. Come all the way. Come all the way. Lift up your two hands with me. I wanted to say this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you today.
We come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I believe.
I believe.
The whole church should join us. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Died for me.
Died for me.
On the cross.
On the cross.
He shed his blood.
Shed his blood.
To wash away.
To wash away.
All my sins.
All my sins.
Today.
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 Jesus.
Jesus.
I receive you.
I receive you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And personal Savior.
And personal Savior.
From today.
From today.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I surrender.
I surrender.
My life.
My life.
To you.
To you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
for
Father,
saving me.
For saving me.
Today. Thank you. Thank for you. Coming into my life. Today.
Today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For coming into my heart. Today.
Today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That today I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you for listening to this anointed message. We believe you have been blessed and uplifted by this powerful word. Subscribe to this podcast to receive messages regularly. For prayer and counseling, please call or WhatsApp +233 27 974 7173. Until next time, stay under open heavens.